Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. A crowded field of candidates for the Lansing City Council this year, including five in the first ward alone, among them Joe Manzella, who's the manager of regional programs at the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, otherwise known as LEAP. He joins me now to talk about his vision for the city. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, let's start with the latest issue the city council has been dealing with, this medical marijuana dispensary issue. They've approved up to 48. Some members oppose the ruling, saying that the limit should have been reduced. How would you have voted on the issue? And do you think that dispensaries should even be allowed in the city?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. I think if you even take away the marijuana thing, if you're looking at any small business owner, what they need to actually succeed in a city like Lansing is they need clarity. And I think the ordinance that we've put together doesn't really provide that clarity in terms of where you can and cannot be specifically. And that was made clear at the council meeting when the question was asked, which businesses can stay and which ones can go. If you can't answer that question, I kind of worry about why we were passing that ordinance to begin with. So I guess to say in its current form, I would have been very hesitant to vote yes. But I do think that we do need regulation of some sort, because a lot of the folks that say that the market will regulate, I think we're dealing with a different type of animal here, to where the market won't regulate it like you would expect it would.
Now, when it comes to the cuts that we've seen here to the police and fire department, the city council gave the public the option to vote on a millage that would have avoided this action. Did you vote for the millage, and what's your view on why the measure didn't pass?
Well, I did vote for the millage, and I'd do it again. And I also support the council's decision to put this to the people to make that decision. Because what we did have was a clear choice between making drastic cuts and making not so drastic cuts. They were both a worst case scenario. My opinion, I live in a city for a reason. I like to have good services, good parks, good roads, and good police and fire. I think the thing that really got us here was some of the folks on council.
I think we just lost Joe. Maybe we'll give him a call back, and hopefully we'll get him back on the line. Because I want to talk a little further about the city's economic challenges, because a lot of the issues involve things that are way beyond the city council's control. And that's basically a big issue when it comes to these cuts. There's nothing they can really do other than respond, especially when you look at things like the state revenue sharing program. So, interesting. So, well, it sounds like Joe might be out of the area. But ultimately, the situation stands that Lansing is not unique in its struggles economically. We see this municipalities across the state. So many of the challenges we're seeing here are faced by many other city councils. And the question of how much can really be done is the real issue, because there's a lot of limitations there. Hopefully I'll be able to get Joe back on the program. It's hard to say, when you look at cell phone calls, they just drop out sometimes. So that is a problem. Hopefully in the next half hour, I'll be talking to John Truscott about our film incentives here in the state. That's another issue we're looking at, where our economic conditions have basically led us to have to make decisions that we wouldn't be making otherwise. But we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back, I think, or maybe not. So I think we've got Joe back on the line. So let's see if we can get to the heart of the matter fairly quickly. And we dropped one more time. you know, a lot of things happening in the state. First of all, the big story right now is we're going through this insane heat wave. The rest of this week, we're looking at heat index readings of about 100 degrees. So state officials are warning everybody to remain out of the sun as much as possible and to get plenty of water. Meanwhile, when it comes to gas, there's a little bit of relief at the gas pump. The AAA Michigan reports a gallon of regular unleaded is just under $3.77. That's down slightly more than 2 cents from a week ago. But the current statewide average is almost 95 cents more than it was this time last year. General Motors is investing $328 million in its Flint truck plant, a move that will create or retain 150 jobs. The plant will build the next generation of Chevrolet and GMC full-size pickup trucks. It already makes the Chevrolet Silverado and the GMC Sierra pickup. And, wow, Joe, I think we've got you back here.
All right, third time the charm.
Gosh, let's
do it. Do that much, huh?
Exactly. Joe Manzella, he's the currently the manager of the regional programs at the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the state revenue sharing program. The legislature made big cuts in this program. It's clearly having a huge impact on our budget here in the city. Do state lawmakers have the right to make those cuts? And what can city council officials really do when dealing with these types of pressures?
Well, to be honest, we've seen these cuts coming for years. And these cuts have been happening for years. What's different this time is they're much bigger. They cut to bone. And the other thing that's different is we now have a carrot and a stick. So now we have, you know, we have the bad things that are happening when we have budget cuts, but we also have a whole new reason to start looking at regionalism and looking at better regional policy as a means for cost savings in the long run. And I think it's very important that the region, and led by the city as the first among equals, but that this entire region look toward what are the things that we do that we can do better if we share it, or if we you know, outright collaboration. All these things have to be talked about in a manner that looks at all the data and looks at the numbers and then looks at everything we can, best practices, to figure out what we ought to be doing.
30 seconds, Joe. We're about to hit a commercial. Why should voters choose you for the council seat?
I think Lansing's ready for a fresh new face. Your council needs to bring a broad piece of the city into the discussion. And I urge voters to look for the person on council who's going to bring new people to the table. And we didn't get to it, but I really think those two groups that I can help bring to the table, being 25 years old, I feel like I can get some more young people into this. And through some other stuff, too, I think we need to be reaching out to the immigrants that are moving to the city. They are the only growing population cohort, and we've got a lot of work to do to bring them into the system.
I do want to have you back. I want to talk a little bit more about your view on the mayor's role and also about any potential future tax increases as we face future budget cuts. That is Joe Manzella with the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. Thank you for joining me, Joe.
Thank you.